The Average Network presents episode 66 of The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World. We join President 43 in the video conference cavern of the sprawling Batcave complex, deep beneath some of the roomier portions of our much-used, slightly pompous, postcard-friendly nation's capital.
I don't understand it, Master. My equipment shows we're on and the systems are all up. I don't think they want to talk to us. Darn old Iraqis.
Rumsfeld, keep trying. Henry, what can we do?
I told you, Richard, they wouldn't accept Chalabi. Why should they accept Pacheco?
Sort of like getting the same crook in two suits, huh, Henry?
Nice one, George. Yours?
No, that's what my mom says about my dad.
Besides, Doctor, Pacheco wasn't dumb enough for the job.
Richard, didn't you think anyone would notice?
No one ever notices Adnan. You have to keep reminding yourself that he's there at all.
Admittedly, a good quality in a president, but we needed someone we could control.
Oh, we can control Sheikh Al-Yawar. He's an old CIA hand. Ayad Alawi has worked for us, too.
Well, and what you two all worried on? If and he's our guys anyway.
We don't know that they are still our guys, George. Richard led us to expect that Pacheco would be a shoe.
He resigned already, didn't he?
Of course he resigned. He was receiving very bad press as a tool of ours, and he was receiving death threats by the minute.
The one from his mother was particularly mean.
But Alawi has put us on new ground when he and the council chose Sheikh Al-Yawar.
He and Grand Ayatollah Al-Sistani have been talking, and now they're refusing our video conference. We're a bit concerned, George. Things are a bit sticky just now.
Well, I can just go out and say everybody's free now. Freed souls is a beautiful thing. A thing of beauty. That always cheers folks up.
It only works here, George. Everyone in the Middle East thinks you're crazy.
We ain't crazy. I'm intellectually lazy.
Yes, George.
I should have listened to my mother. She wanted me to be a mad scientist because Kissinger has the same number of syllables as Frankenstein.
Is she dead, Doctor?
I think so.
Mother?
Bass?
No, I guess not. Give her a diet soda, Rumsfeld.
Here, Mother Kissinger. Back you go. Oh, look, Masters. Here on the monitors.
Drat, Fife, and Wolfowitz here to make their reports. Rumsfeld, fetch them, please.
Yes, Master.
Those two and their ilk. They are your doing, Richard. They gave us Chalabi.
I got them just for you, Henry.
That's what you said about Condi Rice.
How come you two guys talk like I ain't even here?
Are you?
Huh? You work it out, George. What would you suggest should Alawi and the Sheikh refuse to deal with us, and Jerry is preparing to withdraw?
I was IMing Jerry this afternoon while you slept.
Is he getting out safely?
If he's smart.
Poor Jerry.
Masters, look who's here. It's Doug Fife and Paul Wolfowitz.
Hey, Doug. Hey, Paul.
Sir?
Gentlemen.
Mr. President.
Gentlemen, we are trying to raise Ayad Alawi and Sheikh Al-Yawar on our VidCon. Any idea why we can't? Paul?
Dr. Kissinger, in my guise as Wolfowitz of Arabia, I can, with expert eye, peer through the tiniest of apertures, thereby learning much that is hidden.
Paul, please.
Henry, you got me. When Pacheco jumped ship, I think we got hoodwinked. Up the old chute without a conveyance.
Is there any sane reason why we shouldn't blame you for this state of affairs?
No, probably not.
Go stand in the corner, Paul.
Drat!
Not that corner. It's too entertaining. Dougie, old thing.
Oh, what is it, Count Cheney?
Dougie, old thing, when Donald and I created the Military Intelligence Office at DOD for you, it was because we'd hoped you'd provide us with some, dare I say it, intelligence.
You did?
Boy, and folks think I'm dumb.
They do?
No, George, you're intellectually lazy. Douglas, did anyone in your office know that Prime Minister-designate Alawi was planning to make Al-Yawar the president-designate?
Well, Dr. Henry's head, well, I don't know.
Why don't you know, Douglas?
Well, I ordered everyone in my office not to tell anyone anything ever. They obey orders real good, Dr. Henry's head.
That's extremely reassuring, Douglas. So they don't tell anyone anything?
Ever, Henry.
Quite.
Well, no, they don't. They don't tell me. They don't tell each other. They're kind of quiet and suspicious. They're very neat, Count.
Wonderful, Daggy. Neatness is always very nice. Do you think they might tell you if you ordered them to?
Well, I don't know. I tried to get my worthless brother-in-law, Phil, to tell me something. I even ordered him, and he bit this tooth he got from Tennant over at CIA. He was dead before he hit
the floor. Interesting. Did you check his computer?
I tried. It exploded.
Nice touch. Anything retrievable?
Sorry, Don. Burnt circuit boards? Nothing.
Man, that's weird. Ain't your systems got backups? I can't seem to get rid of nothing on mine.
We wanted to hold down leaks, so everyone got their own independent systems. Perhaps he kept his backups on his home computer.
His whole house was a system. It exploded. I'm gonna miss my sister, but this is national security.
Quite right, Douglas. Not terribly convenient, though. We need information as quickly as possible. We can't get it from AI or ONI because it all comes through your office.
That seems to be a problem, all right.
Oh, yes, it is, Dougie. Indeed, it is.
Can I use extra legal means to extract it? You know, like at Gitmo and Iraq and stuff?
I'll get you a clearance, won't we, Mr. President?
Okay. Which reminds me, Dougie, are you prepared to stop General Faye's investigation into the Abu Ghraib unpleasantness?
General who?
Count Cheney! Oh, Count Cheney!
Yes, Wolfowitz.
We've got it covered. As soon as Faye tries to write a report, we throw a classified stamp on the geezer's forehead.
No, he did something about that Tabuga report, too. Nobody can talk about it ever, either.
We sent it to the printers, it had some minor problems, too.
Did you think no one would notice 2,000 pages missing from a 6,000-page
They're report? Wonderful omissions. It doesn't make any sense at all. Besides, who cares what a Senate committee thinks?
We don't, do we?
I'm afraid we do, George, at least until after your re-election.
Episode 66 of The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World, was written and produced by Uncle Bob Young and the Average Network. Originally unoriginal music by the New Codpiece Band. Semi-original music by J.S. Bach. All celebrity impersonations were achieved with 2 geese, 4 Hepperson's field mice, 1/2 pound of good English Stilton, 1 groat of oats, and 1 electric drill. This is Pablo T. Flies for The Average Network, reminding you to let friends drive your drunks. Stay fooned!